2. Washington Heights, The Americanization of an Aspiring Accountant, 1938-1943. When I came here in 1938, I was asked to write an essay at George Washington High School about what it meant to be an American. I wrote that I thought that this was a country where one could walk across the street with one's head erect. From a Kissinger farewell speech as Secretary of State, January 1977. A World Restored. His first thought was to cross the street, a natural reaction, one that had been reinforced by years of beatings and taunts. He was walking alone on Manhattan's West 185th Street from Amsterdam Avenue toward the ice cream parlor he had discovered on Broadway when he spotted the group of boys, strangers, not Jewish, approaching. In Fort, such an encounter was sure to produce, at the very least, some small humiliation. He started to step off the sidewalk. Then he remembered where he was. Henry Kissinger had been in America only a few months when this small epiphany occurred. His family had moved into a comfortable but modest three-bedroom apartment in a squat, six-story brick building at Fort Washington Avenue and 187th Street. Across the hall lived Paula Kissinger's cousin. Other friends from Fort and Nuremberg were among the hundreds of new Jewish immigrants who filled similar bulky buildings up and down the bustling avenue. Washington Heights, from which George Washington's forces sought, unsuccessfully, to defend Manhattan from the British in October 1776, rises along a rock bluff overlooking the Hudson River. Early in the century, its rows of apartment buildings were populated by Polish and Russian Jews. As they became successful, many moved to the suburbs, leaving a neighborhood filled with synagogues and delicatessens ready to host a new wave of Jewish immigrants. When the refugees from Hitler arrived, the area acquired the nickname the Fourth Reich. At age 50, Louis Kissinger had trouble adjusting to life in a new language. Even though he was well-schooled in English, or perhaps because of that, he was afraid of making a grammatical error and embarrassed by his thick accent. So he said little, certainly far less than his friends with poorer educations and fewer in him.